Hi, everybody. This is Annie McDonald with The Right Review and Well Read Magazine for Annie Asks. And this month I chose Amory Nieves from Get Read PR because, you know, the publicity, everybody needs to know about Amory. You're welcome. So let's interview Amory. And Mandy loved the idea. So I'm very excited to have my first non-author here. So thank you, Amory. But you're not really a non-author because you do a lot of articles and everything. So you write a lot and you write for authors. So please excuse that I said you're not an author because you are.
I'm not. It's okay.
No, I mean, but the articles you write are just so beautiful. They're wonderful and they teach so much.
Thank you. You're a huge author,
teacher to authors. You share a lot of yourself. And that's one of the things I love about you. I hear about you from so many people. Two stories that I loved when I first met you was, number one, why you named your business Get Read PR. And the other one was, you know, how much you loved your job, how much you loved doing it.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to ask you in general, tell us about how you got the name. But like, what makes you love being a publicist? Just one sentence. It doesn't have to be just what comes off the top of your head.
There's an adrenaline rush when you get a good media placement for a client,
like
a total adrenaline rush. And so I always say, if you get something good, keep at it. Don't stop that day because you have a rhythm going and your excitement and you're manifesting something extraordinary out into the world. So I don't know. That's why I've always loved PR. I also have always loved stories. So, and that's sort of a little bit of how my business name, Get Read PR, was founded. When I was a kid, when I was very little in summer camp in Brooklyn, I started the camp magazine, like on my own, that I used to handwrite in my grandmother's hallway with my friend whose parents owned the fish market down the street, Yuki.
That's so cool.
Gosh, I would love to see her one day. But anyway, so we used to handwrite the camp magazine, which was like a gossip rag. I was very into the gossip. And someone once told me the joke, what's black and white and red all over? The answer being a newspaper. I had always thought I was going to be a journalist, wanted to write for a newspaper. It always stayed in my head. At some point in my 20s, I started just wearing red shoes and carrying around a red handbag.
That's right.
Remember those days?
Oh my gosh, yes.
So I was out to dinner one night with some friends and an old friend, his name is Greg Pace. I was telling him about this. I needed to come up with a business name. And like Get Read PR literally flew out of his mouth. That night, I came home, purchased the domain, and that was sort of it.
Oh.
And I had already started my business, but it was going under the very original name of Amory Nieves Communications. Then I changed everything up in just a matter of weeks to get it.
I think it's great. I mean, a lot of people do use their name, which is a wonderful idea.
Absolutely.
But with Get Read PR, everyone always knows it's Amory Nieves. You know, they're definitely together with it. And I love for me as a reader, it's like a play on the joke.
Yeah.
Because it's like, hey, I'm going to get your book read. You know, I think it's just so cool. So there are a couple of things that we'll talk about at the end, about your publishing business or publicity business. But a very special friend of mine always gets me the Vanity Fair magazine for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm addicted to it. And I didn't realize how addicted I was to it until I said, no, you don't need to get me that this year. And now I just ordered it myself because I miss it so much.
I was going to do it for you.
I knew you would. That's why I said, no, I did already. Mm-hmm. But, and I found out I was saying Proust wrong, and it would be Anne-Marie to say, I think it's Proust. So let me Google that. So she always knows the right thing, which is just fabulous. So smart. Right. It's like so smart when I speak to you. Quickly smart, which is really, it's fun to talk to you. It's an adrenaline rush to be your friend.
Oh.
You know that, and that's, it really is.
Thank you.
No problem. But in the, and I mean it, But in the Proust questionnaire that was developed in the 1890s, he has 35 questions.
Yeah.
And he says it so that you really get to know somebody's character.
Yeah.
And a lot of authors use it to sometimes develop their own character. They take who they have in mind and they answer these questions for that character. And then at the end, they know the person. So I thought this would be a real fun way to do interviews, but 35 is a lot. Okay. So I choose 10. Okay. You can pass on whatever you like, because I do have a couple of additional, or sometimes people end at 8. It just depends. Okay. I had people go up to 12. So, okay, I have 10 for you. What is your greatest extravagance? It was probably the red shoes, but what is it now?
It used to be that I spent less. My feet are terrible. There's no more heels anymore. It's sneakers, like Birkenstocks.
If we went out anywhere and it was like a crowded place, I'd have to just look at the bottom for red shoes.
Oh yes, I mean, less red shoes because they need to be like comfortable.
Right, right. Things change as you get older.
Honestly, my greatest extravagance these days is like buying organic. Not having a budget, going to the grocery store is probably my greatest extravagance.
Oh my gosh.
It's really like I'm super simple these days because I have growing kids who eat a lot, and everyone working from home now, including my husband, means that our grocery bills are larger.
Oh my God. I couldn't imagine. So it's funny. They talk about growing up in my age. I'm 53. And we would all go out to the Long Island farms to get all of our vegetables really cheap, the ones that were about to go
bad. Oh, yeah.
And we were like, wait a second. We were already eating organic, just really cheap.
Yep.
That was one of the funniest things I ever read in a magazine, which is probably Vanity Fair. That's the one I read. Okay. What is the quality you most like in a person?
Probably the ability to listen without sort of giving advice and giving your opinion, but just genuinely listening to what the other person is saying.
That's a really huge, good one. And a lot of people,
hard thing to do, right?
It's, well, as far as conversation goes, listening is the best thing and a lot of people to learn to do it.
Yeah.
I know I did.
Yeah.
You know,
I still struggle with it every single day.
Right. But it does cross my mind to, even on interviews, you have to know, okay, shut up. You know, good point. Which words or phrases do you most overuse?
Well, this morning it was definitely lo and behold. I think I must have used it 5 times in a conversation with one of my dog walking friends. But generally, I'm going to be perfectly honest. My most overused word is starts with an F and ends with a K. But,
we're rated R. It's okay. That's hysterical. At least you're honest. But you know what? Irish and English people, they use it like any piece of grammar. It's just another word. Even the kids use it. Okay. What would you consider your greatest achievement besides meeting me?
Seriously.
I'm just kidding. That was one of my favorite days.
Achievements. Okay. So it's kind of 3. But so 1, I have had a relationship with the same man for over 20 years, Dan Bauza. So relationships are hard. We all know that. So being with one person, raising a family, buying a house, running a business, and then, you know, it's an achievement.
Absolutely.
Definitely starting my business. I'm in my 18th year, which is both shocking and like, I want to give myself a pat on the back for that. There have been certainly many, very many highs and lows. And then, we're going to leave it at 2.
I thought you were going to talk about the bag.
The bag?
The bag that stretches.
The bag. Oh.
The mesh bag. I mean, for me, that was like one of the coolest things.
I didn't create that bag.
Sharon, no, I know, but you, what you did with it as far as marketing went and everything.
I would have to say that was probably one of my most successful PR campaigns was, you know, helping to launch EcoBags products with the founder being Sharon Rowe, one of my favorite people as well.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And I'd like people to know you do things outside of
the book world. Yes.
So that's an interesting thing. And you can learn more about that at her website, which we'll tell you at the end of the show. What is your most marked characteristic? I hate that word, marked.
Forehead. It gets lots of sun.
I love that. But I mean, you know, it's so funny. I never even thought. There's an episode of Frasier, because Frasier has a large forehead. Mm-hmm. And an Italian restaurant drew a caricature of him. And like the forehead was like humongous. And he kept changing it like three times. And it ended up the owner of the restaurant's like 90 something year old mother was the person who drew the caricatures. And he's like, get out. But anyway, it's very funny about the forehead. That's what makes you so beautiful, though.
Oh, thanks. We were talking about Frasier the other night at dinner.
Really? Frasier is so wonderful. That's why we have a dog named Daphne Moon.
Oh, I love that. I didn't realize it was named after Daphne from Frasier.
Yeah, she's Daphne Moon, awesome. Baby. We love her.
So funny.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. What do you most value in your friends?
Oh, gosh.
That's a tough one.
No, definitely honesty and definitely like a raunchy sense of humor.
Oh my God. That says a lot.
I love to laugh and yes. I love people who are like, who go there, right? You know? So yes.
Okay. We're almost at the end. Who is your favorite fictional character and why? Love this question.
Samantha Jones.
Oh my God.
I mean, I love she's not my only fictional character, but since I've been watching, what's the reboot called again?
I don't know, but I haven't even started it. And that's so bad.
It just left my head. But anyway, I love the reboot. I love being with the ladies again, as if I'm part of the cast, but I miss Samantha. I miss Samantha.
Oh.
She was so funny and so real and just wonderful to look at
and independent. She was great.
She had that sense of humor that I love.
I always loved when they had the four of them sitting at the table.
Oh yes.
And everything she said always was funny, but at the table was the best.
Yes.
Like I'd be like, oh my God, Samantha. I took a tour, there's a Sex in the City tour in the city.
I remember when you did that.
Woo! Yeah. That was fun. I got to eat the muffins. I got to go to the sex store that they shopped at. I got to go to the diner a bar where they had martinis.
Uh-huh.
And the guy that, it wasn't Mr. Big, the other guy.
Aiden?
Oh my God, I'm in Team Aiden.
Mm.
And he gave away a CD, an autographed CD to everybody.
Really?
Yeah. I just
so he was you but Aiden it, wasn't there you didn't
no but okay. we still were it was something that he normally didn't do, but he happened to be in town for a concert or something. Mm-hmm. So he gave us all CDs, so we were like, okay, this was worth the price of admission. But we all went and we took pictures on her stoop.
You know, I'm totally
yeah
that.
Yeah, so
that's great.
That show is great. Good choices. Who are your heroes?
Oh, I remember what the reboot is called. And Just Like That.
And Just Like That. That's good. I like that.
Oh, I love it. It just brings me like, I don't know. I always, for some reason, think of Sex in the City and this and like the summer. I equate it with that season. Anyway, it's very enjoyable.
It really is. It really is. What is your motto?
I would say it's really not hard to be kind. And just showing people a little bit of kindness goes a really long way to the people who are opening the door for you or giving you your coffee or, I don't know, driving your kid, you know, that driving your kids on the school bus. Just, I think we can all show a little bit more gratitude and kindness to everyone.
It That's so great. I was just recently on an interview and I said, people have to start looking at each other again.
Totally.
We forgot with the masks.
Totally.
And smile and everything.
Oh, I'm so happy to see people's faces again. Like, oh my God, all the beauty we were missing out on.
I know. Like, it's funny. My nurses, I've never seen them without the mask on because I was sent to an infusion suite when my health status changed so I could be watched. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God. I didn't recognize them.
Yeah.
It's so weird because you imagine what they look like under the mask.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. You imagine. And then if their lips are slightly different than what you, how you imagine them to be.
Or they're thinner at the chin. Like one nurse is very thin at the chin. And I'm like, what? I didn't picture this.
I didn't picture this. Yeah.
Can you bring the other one back? Like, and I hope they're watching.
There was something about people's eyes during our masking time where that would sort of give me this little boost of energy. If like you'd smile and you'd see someone smile back at you with that kind of like crinkle in their eye.
You knew they were raised smiling.
Eyebrows, that always just gave me a little adrenaline boost. It always made me happy that person was smiling behind that mask. So.
That's a good one. I also like the different masks.
Yeah.
And my mom was making them for her town. So I asked her to make me a Wonder Woman one because, you know, I love her. And here I was, I took a scarf, I tied it around my neck like a cape. Mm-hmm. I had my Wonder Woman mask on waiting for the PT lady to get here. And she's standing outside my door petting the cat forever. So then I opened the door and I said, will you come in here? I'm wearing a Wonder Woman mask. And we couldn't stop laughing. So it ended up being funnier than we anticipated. But masks.
She needed a little pet therapy.
I know.
Before.
She needed. So, Anne-Marie, I've been dying to know, which living person do you admire most?
This is a tough one for me. It's mostly I admire the people closest in my life. I'm not one to admire from afar.
Right.
But I have to give a shout out. I have to say someone very special who's going through a lot right now. Lucy Yu she started You and Me Books. She is the first female Asian owned bookstore in Manhattan. And
who are your heroes in real life?
Okay. So, and it's definitely heroes, not hero. I would have to say anybody who is fighting, advocating for better gun control laws, and definitely the parents of the victims of these mass school shootings, Uvalde, Parkland, Sandy Hook, is devastating. And these people are moving on after such considerable loss, such trauma. They are looking to create meaningful, positive change for all of our children, for all of our families. So my heart goes out to them. And at the same time, I thank them for what they're doing.
I recently saw a student give a speech.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I'm 14 now. I was 6 back when that happened, you know? And it's just amazing that even the kids are involved in it. So I wanted to ask you some rapid fire questions because I always have fun watching them on like John Oliver and such. So much fun.
I love rapid fire. Yeah.
Coffee, tea, or something else?
Coffee.
All right. Favorite emoji?
The one with the woman, like with her fan in her hand in her face. Like, oh my God, no. Yes, that one.
I love that. That's great. I have to use that more often. Batman or Superman?
Batman.
I'm Batman too.
And that's like Michael Keaton Batman. So I'm just like aging myself right now. Yeah.
And I love putting out the bat signal. Or any help or something. That's so funny. What food is your guilty pleasure?
French fries, hands down.
Oh my gosh. That I love. Car radio or talking on the phone?
Okay, right now I would have to say car radio only because I'm deep into audiobooks.
Okay, I love that. I love audiobooks.
I just went on a Samantha Irby, all of her books in like a week. So Samantha Irby.
Irby. Did she narrate her own books?
Yes, she did. And I don't know. I feel like we are
simpatico.
real friends.
Oh,
we lived.
Well, you could. It's so amazing. You could definitely contact me with this. That's so funny. Samantha Irby. I need you to remember this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is one of my favorites. Yellow light, speed up or slow down?
New Yorker, speed up.
It's the only way. What's worse, spiders or ladders?
Ladders.
Ugh.
I hate heights. I'm afraid.
Look, I can't even go on 3 to look up and change the light bulb without falling.
Oh, it's gosh.
It's
no.
I'm so scared of that. Sushi or steak?
Sushi.
Oh, my gosh. The first time I had sushi was with you, by the way. What fictional world or place would you like to visit?
Hogwarts. Totally Hogwarts.
Have you been down
in there? I would be casting all sorts of spells on
you
people.
Would.
I'd love to see you
with the wand.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Oh, I love it. So what have you been to the Hogwarts place down in Florida?
No, I haven't yet. It's definitely something that we need to do with the kids.
That's
great. We are still, my husband seems to have like this obsession with Disney and just like, we have to enjoy Disney while the kids are still young and want to be with us. And you know what? He's right. And it's fun. And frankly, you know, it may be a $10,000 trip, but it's also very good exercise.
It is good. It definitely, and good at, you know, teaching the kids patience, waiting online.
Yes.
But I think
patience exercise. Yes.
It builds the greatest dreams, I think, when you're there.
It's you know, another place to be in, like
there's another world.
Disney is super magical.
It really is.
And the staff is like just extraordinary.
They love their
experience, and any of their parks is really just beyond. So
that's so cool. I have a friend who's a Disney influencer.
No, really?
Yeah, she just started herself. She went down there, started videotaping what you should do every day, and then they hired her.
That's good for her.
Yeah, that's what she does. Yeah, she absolutely loves it. What do you like to do most as a publicist besides get up at 5 and work till 9 or 10? Because I know you do that.
What do I like to do most as a publicist? I love that opening, sort of like when someone comes to me, you know, interested in my services, I love hearing their story first, because that's sort of how all of this started, was my obsession with stories and telling stories. And so I would say that's probably my favorite part are those initial, from that initial email to that first meeting, hearing their stories. And then my brain starts to work at like, what can I do? How can I sell this person and their assets, their product? How do we build this brand? That's my favorite part.
And what's really great is it's kind of like, you know, an Amory Nieves client.
Oh,
you know, like you,
wow, can, you thank
know,
you
as a reviewer. Oh, Amory Nieves must be their publicist by just getting the box with their book, the type of swag you put in there is so huge to the book, which I find so endearing. Like one of my favorites was your Alyssa Friedland's with the bubble gum and all these things. Just, it's always so fun, and it really does take you to the book. And a lot of times that's not what happens with the swag in the book. So you're very good at matching that. You're very good at matching that. I love it. And
that's like a fun part, is like bringing people into the story, right? With your swag. There was actually an article about this in Esquire, which made me very happy to see, but that's you want, I mean, don't you feel that when you read, you want more of that world? You want to, it's one thing to read it, but it's another thing to have this like greater experience that includes all the senses.
Okay, well, you just nailed it. I learned it from you. I don't know if you read my book, but the first chapter, mm-hmm. says, I don't want you to just read this book. I want you to experience it.
Experience it.
So here's a candle for scent idea. Mm-hmm. Here's mm-hmm. tea, you know, everything for all of the senses. And I have music in there, mm-hmm. you know, so you get transported. And that's what you do when you deliver the swipe. I mean, when I got the tissues mm-hmm. from Michelle Weinstein's book, I was like, I was prepped and ready to go to cry.
That's that was all Rochelle. But like, really, anytime you read Rochelle Weinstein, I'm like on the floor. My husband's like, what happened?
But I mean, it's so true. And it started this obsession with me for hashtag tissues. And like, it's almost like that automatically gave the book 10 stars. And everybody knows it if they know me. So you started so many ideas in my head that I guess I stole, but didn't realize I was stealing because they were just part of our conversation. So So you're so smart and talented. So I have.
And Rochelle has less of a tearjerker coming out in October.
Oh, it's less of it. I can't imagine that. I mean, sometimes even her Facebook page, you know, I'm taking a walk through the woods. Oh, look, I found this tree with a bunch of wishes on it.
She's emotionally insightful.
Yes.
Everything with her is from the heart. Like she's, you know, there are very few like truly special people that you come across in this life. And she is absolutely certainly one of them.
She really is. And she's very kind all the time,
mm-hmm.
you know? Okay. So I wanted to also ask you, which living person do you admire most? That's a tough one, but I had to ask.
Which living person do I admire the most? Okay. I tend to not admire people from afar. Like it's usually people that I like know closely, intimately. But I have to give a shout out to a friend of mine because she's going through something intense right now. Lucy Yu started You and Me Books in Chinatown. Maybe about two, three years ago or so. And that woman has worked tirelessly to build this business. The first Asian-owned bookstore in New York City.
That's amazing.
And recently there was a residential fire in the building, which basically completely destroyed her store with, you know, smoke inhalation and water. So all of her inventory was destroyed. And the book community, the Asian American community, everybody has rallied. And she has been able to raise the much needed funds to keep her staff, you know, gainfully employed and rebuild, hopefully sooner than the expected time frame, which I think she said was a year. But anyway, Lucy, I met just at the dog park. She's one of my dog park friends, and she is brilliant, dedicated, funny as hell. And I wish her all the best and I admire the fact that she started this business from scratch in this gigantic city. And with all of the Asian hate crimes happening, she built community, and that's a beautiful thing.
I think that's so cool.
Wish her the best.
That's so cool. And that would be a great story.
Oh, she's gotten some very good press, which has helped just that the GoFundMe account she has. And I think that we need more women owned businesses, more women of color owned businesses. So yes, I admire her greatly.
Does she have a website or anything that I could add to the interview, the written interview?
Yes, I know on You and Me Books, their Instagram, they have a GoFundMe if you look in their bio and their link tree.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So I'll be sure to note that.
Okay.
Interview. Okay. That's a great, it's so funny. Like historical fiction authors find like these little things that people don't know about. And yeah, that's like what you just did. You know, yeah. I'm in New York and I had not heard her story. And I think that's such a shame.
Yeah. You know, also it's funny when you know, I'm a big dog lover. You're a big dog lover. So I got this crazy rescue dog and I made all of these wonderful friends just from this crazy being at the dog park with this crazy dog every single morning. You know, you don't you don't know their backstories necessarily. You know that they hate the weather, they hate the rain, or they live on, you know, 24th Avenue, or, you know, their kids go to this school. But like, it's kind of amazing when you discover, oh, well, she owns the first female Asian owned bookstore.
And yeah, that's
crazy. He is a neuroscientist working on, you know, Alzheimer's treatment. And it's, you're just like mind blown. This is amazing. And now you're my friend and we like dogs.
That's so awesome. That's great. I love it.
She needed a little pet therapy.
I know.
Before.
She needed,
you know, everybody needs that too.
That's so funny. Okay. So, for just a few last questions.
Okay.
I would like to tell you, you know, I there's so many things that you do that I see that I love, and a couple of secrets I know, which people, not really secrets, but behind the scene things.
Mm-hmm.
But, I love when you do an unboxing.
Oh, thank you.
You are my favorite. You make it like, that book that's coming out of there is going to be the best book that this person ever read.
Because it is.
I know.
That's how
I
you
know.
Have to think about everything.
Yeah.
Like, it's because then you're going to put everything you have into it.
It's just so wonderful. It's like on The Bachelor when they say, and the best season of The Bachelor yet. That's how it feels. It feels so exciting. Like, here we go. Here we go. And I'm always like, Emery, I need to read that book. And I love how you promote your bookstagrammers. I haven't seen anybody do that. That's great to give them a platform on with Get Read PR.
I have to give credit to Lori Edelman. She's our social media director. She is, I drive her nuts. That's for sure. I mean, we probably talk 20 times a day, but I couldn't do this without her. And this was her baby, and absolutely support it. I mean, bookstagrammers are, they're kind of everything right now.
Absolutely.
Their weight, their influence, the fact that they haven't monetized so many, and this is all for the love of a good book and reading, is just so special. They're so special to our industry and our work and to all the authors out there. And God, I'm so happy they're around. So,
and you have the best, you know, I mean, I love the bookstagrammers that read my book and took pictures. The pictures alone are like, you could tell they liked the book.
Yeah.
By how much love they gave the picture.
They're so like so talented. It yeah. blows my mind.
They really are.
It's like, I literally, most of my pictures will always be blurry. I don't know what's wrong with me besides having terrible vision. the talent there, the dedication there, it's really admirable to say the least.
It really is. And I love when you host interviews. You didn't do that for years.
I haven't done so many interviews lately. I'm looking to start something out soon. I have something in my pocket. It's just been time. Like, my days are long and a lot. So I do have a couple things up my sleeve that I'm hoping we can get launched by the end of the year.
That's fabulous. I also love how you, at the beginning of each season, you have this big meeting and we all get to talk, hear from the authors, ask questions, and then we get to fill out a little, oh my God, I want this, I want to read this. You know, that's such an exciting idea. I love it. And you're so great at when you talk to people.
Thank you.
It's fun to watch you. Not everybody's seems so comfortable behind the camera, and you're definitely comfortable behind the camera.
Oh, so, thank you.
You're welcome. So what is one thing you'd like authors to know about Get Read PR that they might not know already?
Generally, we're a boutique agency. There's just a, you know, it's me, it's Lori, and a couple of really seasoned consultants that work for me that, you know, a lot of people in the industry know. We're full service in that we do PR, traditional PR, and marketing as well. So, you know, if you need a website, if you need advertising, if you need PR, if you need social media help, we are all trained to do all of that good stuff.
Book tours.
So I've learned, you know, I come from a PR firm, PR and marketing firm background. I actually never worked in a publishing house. So I've worked with some really incredible mentors who taught me a lot. And I was a sponge, willing to take it all in, wanting to take it all in. That's helped me run my business.
Well, you taught me that to find someone that you admire and try to learn from them. Like yeah. you said to me when I had to leave, when Elle was getting rid of us
mm-hmm.
because they were leaving print, you said, apply to work with Samantha March. You'll learn how to blog, and we still communicate.
Yeah.
She's
incredible. I miss her. Yeah.
I do too. And she's won so many awards for being a book influencer, was how it started. Now.
Oh, yeah. And she went into makeup and beauty. She's
just wonderful. She's fun. So you sent me to the right place mm-hmm. because I definitely do what I love. Okay. So what would you tell people the value is in having a boutique agency?
You know, there are a lot of really great literary PR firms out there. They're top-notch publicists. And we, a few of us, we refer business to each other. I think the value in boutique is you're getting a little bit more of a hands-on experience, I'd like to say. But you know, that I would say is the biggest.
It's deal. The biggest. Yeah. I loved it when I first met you, and you were like, it's a boutique. I was like, oh my gosh, it just even sounds nicer. You know, I love it. I mean, and I know how much you admire and work with other people, and that's what makes you really special. But I remember when it was just you doing it, then you had one person added on, and now you mm-hmm. have a team of people. It's very exciting to see how much you've grown in all of these years. And it's such an honor to be able to interview you and ask you some questions. I from Proust.
Oh, thank you, Annie. It's been, gosh, I mean, we've known each other for what, 20 years at this yes. point. So we've seen a lot of changes in each other through the years, right?
Yes.
We're both old and own hound dogs.
Isn't that funny?
And have grays and all that stuff. Yeah.
I think that's great. All right. Well, thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. And thank you, Mandy.
I just want to tell everybody that Well Read Magazine will have the article that I'm going to write about Amory. And then it's also available on the YouTube channel, which you're seeing us now. So y'all have a great week or a great month, and I'll see you next month. Thank you so much, Amory.
Thank you.